是班唱得不错吧？老王没瓜。We try.
Today we are talking about baptism because we witness someone baptized.
今天我们要讲一些敬礼的事情，因为我们刚刚已经见证了有人受洗。
And there are a couple of key words that we would like to explore before we get into the scriptures.
在我们读经文之前，我们先要看几个重要的字，所谓的锁字、使字、锁。关键字，对。
Jesus is the complete God and also complete man.
我们知道耶稣他是完全的神，也是完全的人。
And these key words that we would like to view from God's point of view, from God's side.
然后这些所谓的关键字眼，谢谢各位哈，我们就要从神的观点来看这几个关键的字眼。
And it should be also biblical view.
同时也是从这个圣经的观点来看。
The first one is sin.
那第一个就是所谓的罪。
Sin is not meet the standard.
这个罪就是达不到这个标准。
And the standard of God is Jesus.
然后这个神的标准就是基督耶稣。
If a person is not like Jesus, that means you don't meet the standard. That's called sin.
Okay, 那一个人如果是他不能够达到不像耶稣的话，就是他没有达到这个标准，也就是他就有罪。
The second one is death or die.
那第二个就是死亡或者死。
From God's view, what is death means is you separate from Him.
那在神的眼里看来，所谓的死就是你当你跟神隔离了就是死。
And life and live, that means you have a living and loving relationship with God.
所谓的生或者是活着，就是你跟神有一个活的关系。
And the next one is called united.Bind together.
那另外一个字眼就是所谓的联合在一起。
And there are some illustration. It's just like a pregnant woman, the mother and the child in the womb. That's called united.
有个很好的例子，就是一个怀孕的妈妈在她的肚子里面，孩子跟妈妈是联合在一起的。
Whatever happened to the mother happened to the child.
所以发生在妈妈身上的事情也会发生在孩子的身上。
Old self.
另外一个就是所谓的老我。
Whoever you were before Christ came into your life, whatever you were in the past before Christ ever came into your life, that part is called old self.
就是在你还没有耶稣还没有进入你的心里以前的你的那个所谓的老那个我。就是这个所谓的老我。
And next one is called new person. That is Jesus in Holy Spirit dwell in or maybe abide in you. That person is called new person.
所谓的新人就是靠着圣灵，耶稣能够住在你里面。那这个有耶稣住在里面的人就是所谓的新人。
And then the last one is called Jesus salvation.
另外一个就是耶稣的救恩。
And Jesus' salvation is based on substitution. He substitute you.
这个耶稣的救恩是建筑在所谓的
代替
上面，就是他代替了你。
That's called Jesus' salvation.
这就是耶稣的救恩。
Okay, so we will go to the scripture that we had. We'll quote it from Romans chapter 6, from verse 1 to 14.
好，请大家翻到罗马书第六章，我们会念从一到十四。
Verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
Actually, this is Paul wanted to talk to the people, the Christians, that they were already being baptized. And he wants to remind them something.
那这里保罗是向这些已经受过浸的所谓基督徒来讲话，他要提醒这些基督徒。
We have mentioned over and over again, spiritual journey is one-way traffic. There should not be any U-turn.
所以我们重复的强调说，一个属灵的道路是一个 单行道，你是不可以打个 U turn 再回来的。
Therefore, you need to be obedient what you have received or learned.
所以在你必须要能够顺服，在你所学的跟所接受的这个事情上要顺服。
Because at the time that Paul started to bring the God's message to people, people listened to his message carefully.
因为这个时候保罗向很多人很多人的人传道，然后很多人对他所讲的话都非常的注意的在听。
Because Paul has proclaimed that if a person who sinned became is a sinner and sinned, if that person turned his back and repent, then he will receive forgiveness from Jesus.
因为保罗提过，就是当一个罪人一个犯常常犯罪的人，他如果能够回转过来的话。他就会得到这个赦免。
And that reveals God's grace.
这就是显露出神的恩典。
But the people doesn't really follow the one-way traffic, then they come up with a very unique question.
那有些人就不肯跟着这个道路走，就发出了很多各式各样的问题。
Then they say, if I sin more, then I got the opportunity to show, to reveal God's grace.
所以有人就想出一些歪理，说：“哦，我如果是罪犯罪犯很多次的话，那岂不是让神的恩典有更多的机会来显示吗
？”That is why Paul in verse 1 said, "Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?"
所以这就是保罗在这里所讲的，说：“那这怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗
？”He responded, "I say, by no means. We die to sin. How can we live in it?" Any longer.
所以他就接着就回答说：“断乎不可！我们在罪上死的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢
？”We have mentioned die means separate. That means we separate from sin. How can we live in it in sin continuously?
所以我们提到这个死字，我们这像这个罪已经死了，怎么可能还活在罪里面呢
？Because through baptism, we have already resolved some issue in the past.
所以当我们受浸的时候，表示我们对过去的一些事情已经做了一个了断。
So Paul over here tried to say, don't forget, you already been baptized. Something has been already taken care of.
所以保罗在那提醒，就说别忘了，你已经受过浸了，所以你有些事情旧的事情已经做过了断的了。
And we knew from the history that Jesus did come to this world, and he lived the life that everybody know.And then he died, being crucified. And after 3 days, he was resurrected.
从历史中就是一个很显明的证明，就是耶稣的确是曾经来过这个世间，然后他而且也为我们的罪受死，然后在三天以后又再复活的。
So his death, his burial, and his resurrection are the fact in the history.
所以他的死。他的葬、他的埋葬以及他的复活都是有历史根据的。
So through this baptism ceremony, it tried to show us that we were baptized into Jesus' death, we were baptized into Jesus' burial, and we also connected to his resurrection through this ceremony.
所以从这样一个浸礼里面，我们就是跟随主的样式。我们借着这个敬礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，同样我们也是跟着主一样从死里复活。
So the verse 3 said, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?"
所以第三节说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗
？We were therefore buried with him through baptism.Into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
第四节，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
So we saw the ceremony just minutes ago.
所以我们刚刚看到刚刚的敬礼。
In the tub, there is water inside.
所以在这个洗礼池里面，里面有水。
And we know above water means alive.
那我们知道在水之上就代表我们能够活着。
And underwater means death.
在水底下就代表死。
So when we put that person over there, we ask them some question.
所以当我们把这个人受浸的时候，我们会问一些问题。
Have you received Jesus as your personal Savior and the Lord?
你是否已经接受耶稣做你个人的救主？
并一生的主，
并一生的主。
And they respond yes. Then we put that person into our under the water.
所以当他们回答是一个很坚定的是的时候，我们就把这个人放在水底下。
That means underwater means death. They died.
所以当一个人在水底下的时候，代表死，就他们的老我已经死了，他们的已经死了。
So that death.Actually, baptized into Jesus' death.
So, we this death is 受洗归入耶稣的死
And there is a moment that nobody sees them.
So, when you are in the water, that is a moment that nobody sees them. So, when you are in the water,
they were underwater.
Because
they were buried.
They were buried.
So, the old person of them will no longer exist.
So, you just can't see the old person. That person is buried in the water.
So that means this ceremony tried to symbolize us that they were baptized into Jesus' death, into Jesus' burial and resurrection.
所以这就是一个很有意义的象征，就是那个受洗归入耶稣基督的死。
So whatever happened to Jesus 2,000 years ago, now happened to them.
所以在发生在耶稣两千年前发生在耶稣身上的事情，同样也发生在他们现在的身上。
And this.Ceremony is not just only witness in front of all of you.
So, 这样一个敬礼并不是说要在大众的面前做一个所谓的见证。
Also in front of Almighty God.
最主要是在神的面前做一个见证。
And also in front of Satan.
同样也是在撒旦的面前做一个见证。
And this tried to show that this very person, they were baptized, they were separated from the Satan.And now they belong to Almighty God.
这是一个见证，就是说他们已经与撒旦无关，现在他们是属于神的人。
Now, the ownership has transferred.
这个自主权、拥有权已经转移了。
They belong to Satan in the past.
在过去，他们很可能是属于撒旦的。
Not possible.
Okay.
It's sure. They belong to Satan.
过去他们是的的确确是属于撒旦的。
Now they change their ownership. They now belong to Almighty God.
现在他们转移了，他们的自主权已经归于耶稣基督神的手里。
So they were baptized into Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
所以他们是受洗归入耶稣的死，同样也是受洗归入耶稣的复活。
So verse 5 says, If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
So 第五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
So through this ceremony, they not only baptized into Jesus.
So 这样一个敬礼，他们不但是受这个洗归入耶稣基督。
They also united with Jesus.
同样，他们是与耶稣能够联合。
Just like the baby in the pregnant mother.
就好像那个怀孕的妈妈的肚子里那个小 baby 一样。
Whatever happened to the mother happened to the baby.
发生在妈妈身上的也同样发生在小孩子的身上。
They were united.
因为他们是合一的，是联合的。
So they united with Jesus in his death.In his burial and in his resurrection.
所以他们在死上是与耶稣的死联合，同样的，他们在活也是在耶稣的复活上是联合的。
In spirituality, that happened. That is a fact, and that is the history.
如果是在属灵上，这的确是一个事实，的的确确是发生的事实。
Okay, so what happened after this?
所以当我们受浸完了以后，接着又是怎么了？
Should I continue to live the life in the past?
我是不是还是 回去过我的 老的日子呢，旧的日子一样呢。
Verse 6 says, For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
所以在第六节就讲说，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
That means that old self, that means that person, that very person, that before you met Christ, before you invited Jesus Christ into your heart, that very person is done away with. That person, that old person, the only location, the only position is.On the cross.
所以我们知道，讲到这个老人，老我就是在你在遇到耶稣基督在，就是耶稣基督以前的那个人，是已经是一个过去式的。这个老我的人，唯一能够处在的位置，就是把他钉在十字架上。
That cross, you should be there. You should be nailed on that cross. That's the only legitimate location for you, ever.
所以你的老我唯一的合法的位置就是钉在十字架上。
And in the history, we knew anyone who was nailed on the cross only wait until that very person died, totally dead, then will be able to be removed.
那我们知道历史告诉我们说，当一个人被钉在十字架，他唯一能够下来的时候，就是已经十分的确定这个人的确是死了以后，他才会被拿下来。
I know there is a good person in the world.
我知道这世上的确是有好人的。
Never sin.
从来没有犯过罪。
And that person must be a dead person.
那个人唯一的可能就是那个人是一个死的人。
So a dead person is a good person.
所以死的人，是好人。
So then you see a live person, that means it's not necessarily a good person.
所以就是同样的，就是活的人就很可能就不是一个所谓的好人。
So through this ceremony, something happened in the past and in the future.
所以我们这样一个敬礼就代表就是在过去，对过去跟将来都有一些事情发生了。
That's why Christianity asks you have that faith and hold fast to that faith.
做基督，做基督徒，就是你要紧紧地抓住那个所谓的信心。
Do you truly believe you die with Christ?
你是不是真的相信你是与耶稣基督一同的死呢？
If you do, then you can believe that we will also live with him.
如果你相信的话，你同样也会信，你也要同耶稣基督一起活。
That's a problem of a Christian.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. 对有些基督来说，这是可能有些问题的。
Because they don't really believe they die with Christ.
因为有些人他基督徒他不相信他真的是跟耶稣一起死了。
When Jesus was nailed to the cross, they didn't see the picture that when Jesus was there, they should see they were there too.
所以当你在死的时候，你们没有当耶稣受死的时候。你们有没有看到自己也同样的跟耶稣一起钉死在十字架上
？And that need faith.
这个是需要信心的。
Do you really believe you die with him over there?
你真的相信你跟耶稣是同钉在十字架上了吗
？If you do, then you have the faith that you will live with him.
如果你有这样的信心，你同样也会相信你跟耶稣基督是一起活的。
Because verse 9 said.For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him.
第九节，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。
The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God.
他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。
The death he died, see, the death he died. That means that death is a very special death.
所以这个向罪而死的这个罪是一个很特殊的罪。
That death is his death.
这个死是耶稣基督的死。
And that death means we mentioned about death is separate.
我们讲到死哈，就是与神分离、分隔离，叫做死。
In the eternity, God the Father and the Son never ever separated.
在这个永生里面，父跟子是从来不分开的。
This actually is the biggest event we call miracle in the eternity.
这是在我们这永恒当中，这是一个最大的神迹，最大的一个事情。
When Jesus came.He sucked in all the sin you and I committed.
当耶稣他来了，道成肉身的时候，他等于是把我们所有人的罪都吸在他一个人身上。
He take all the sin over his shoulder.
他把所有的罪都背在他的肩膀上。
And when the Father saw Jesus at that moment on the cross, he no longer saw a beloved son.
所以当耶稣背负我们众人的罪在十字架替我们死的时候，神就看耶稣不再是他所谓的爱子。
God was so angry about him.
因为神对耶稣一个愤怒到一个极致。
He just walked away.
就掩面不看他，就走开了。
That's why Jesus called out and said, My God, my God, why forsake me?
这也是为什么耶稣在十字架上喊说：“我主，我主，为何掩面不看我呢？”
This is the death that he died.
这就是耶稣基督的死。
Maybe for teenager, you thought, "Oh, separate from my parents, that's a good thing."
也许对我们中间的年轻人，哦，跟父母不再跟父母在一起，哎呀，太好了
！Hallelujah!
感谢主 ，Hallelujah!
But it never happened to the begotten Son.
但是对这个神的爱子来说，这是绝对不应该发生的事情。
He never experienced that.
因为他从来跟神跟父从来没有分开过。
And he cannot handle that.
所以对他来说，这是一个绝大的、极大的不能够这个接受或者应付的一件事情。
And that's the death that he died.
是这样一个死，他为我们死。
For you.And for me,
他是为了你跟我而死的。
That suffering you can never ever understand.
这样的一个痛苦是你我所不能够体会出来的。
So that can take care of whatever happened in the past.
所以这样一个痛苦，别离的痛苦，是能够
处理我们
以前所有的一切的犯的罪。
We lie, we jealousy.Whatever we happen, we hate. Whatever happened in the past, he suck in and he take the responsibility for you and me.
不管我们过去做了些什么事，我们的恨、我们的谎言、我们的嫉妒等等，不管是做了些什么样的错的事，耶稣基督他都把他担负在他一个人的身上。
But this is not the end.
但是这不是一个结束，最后。
It's just the beginning.
而只是一个开始。
And he was resurrected.
因为他又从死里复活了。
He became alive.
他又活了。
And he lived the life to God.
然后他就向着神而活。
Therefore, in the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
所以在十一节讲说，这样你们也像罪，你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神。在基督耶稣里，却当自己是活的。
Count yourself. That requires faith.
把自己当自己，这个是要有信心的。
And through the baptism, you should know that is real.
所以经过这个，现在你受过这个浸礼的时候，你应该有这个信心，知道这的的确确是一件事实。
Because they put under water, that means death.
因为当你在水底的时候，就是归入耶稣基督的死。
If the pastor do not pull them out and keep on pressing them there, you will see the result.
各位可以想象吗？如果这个牧师不把这个人拉上来，那个人一直在水底下，会发生什么事情吗
？But not through their effort, but God's grace, they were lifted up. They receive their resurrection.
不是靠我们的自己努力，而是由神的恩典。然后我们可以得到 这个复活。
They receive a new life.
我们也接受了一个新的生命。
There is a new, brand new person now come into them.
所以有一个新的人进到我们的里面。
So if that happened to them, they have the capability. They will be able to live in front of God.
如果他们接到这样的一个能力的话，他们应该可以在向着神而活。
So verse 12, Paul said, "Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires."
十二节，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上做主，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
See, we may have mentioned too much about how to take care of the old self.
我们一再的强调说，怎么样能够把自己这个老我能够给它管束得住。
But this is not really the core value of salvation.
但是这点的话，你就对这个救恩的这个基要，你是有些看不到的地方。
That is just the beginning.
因为这只是一个开始。
The problem for a Christian or the problem for a church is too many people only focus the formal part.
对很多基督徒或者教会来说，我们常犯的一个错误就是只是把这个形式看重这样一个形式。
We only focus on Jesus' death.
我们只着重在耶稣的死。
But we didn't really realize the real core value is Jesus' resurrection.
我们有时候忽略掉这个最大的价值是在耶稣的复活。
You got a new life.
你有一个新的生命。
And this new life is capable to live in front of God.
然后你这个新的生命是能够向神而活的一个新生命。
And what are you going to handle this new life?
那你要怎么处理这个新生命呢？
Verse 13 said, "Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instrument of righteousness."
好，十三节。也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
The old self being taken care by the cross.
十字架已经把你这个老我已经处理好了，处理掉了。
But what happened to your new person?
那你这个新的人又怎么样呢？
The very first step is.To offer.
第一步就是要把自己献上。
You need to live a life of offering.
你要过的一个能够摆上的一个生活。
That is called daily offering.
这叫做每日的献上，日日的献上。
If every day you offer yourself, not only you yourself, but also all the parts of yourself to God, say God.Whatever you want to use, use it.
如果你每天都能够把自己完完全的摆上，不光是你自己，你身体各种的部门都摆上给神，然后问神说：“神啊，请你用。”
Have you ever offered yourself this morning to God?
你今天早上有没有把自己献给神呢？
Have you offered your eyes to God?
你有把你的眼睛献给神？
Have you ever offered your tongues, your mouth to God?
你的嘴，你的舌。
How about your hands?
你的手呢?
How about your feet?
你的脚?
How about your family?
你的家?
How about your car?
你的车子?
Have you ever offered anything truly from your heart? Say, Lord, this is yours. You use it as you please it.
你有没有曾经从打心里发出这个声音说，主啊，我把这个献上，你用。
If we live a life of offering, then sin has very, very little power over us.
如果我们过着一个献祭的一样生活的话，罪在我们身上是没有什么根据，没有什么作用的。
Sin no longer be your master because you are under law. You are not under law, but under grace.
因为罪就不再做你的主人了，因为你们是在。恩典之下，不是在律法之下。
Brothers and sisters, you can try to remember the most quote religious activity you have done Whether that is always like, oh, Lord, forgive me, I have seen this A and B and C. Oh, forgive me, give me peace and restore me. Whether this is the main part of your religious life?
弟兄姐妹，我请大家能够自己想一下，我们的所谓的宗教的生活里面，是不是常常就只限于说，主啊，请你原谅我，我做了这样事，我做了那样事，不好，请你原谅我，只是如此而已呢？
And then you start to feel a sense of peace in your heart, then go out and continue your whatever you want to do.
然后你就觉得哦，我心里很坦然了，然后就可以出去做你要做的事情。
And then Sunday morning come back again, say, Lord, I have sinned, I need your forgiveness, so let me have a peace of heart.
然后第二个主日你又来了，就说神啊，请你原谅我做了什么什么什么什么。完了以后就哦，心里很平安了。
Then we ran into a very bad circulation.
我们就是同样这个恶性的循环一直不断。
Because we don't live a new person life, continue to offer yourself to Him.
因为我们没有活出一个新人的样式，然后每日不断地把自己能够献给神。
I would like to illustrate through this picture.
我想用这样的一个图画来给大家说明一些事。
All the human beings, they are only pursue kingdom of heaven.
然后所有人都在追求属天的国度。
They can come up with different terms.
然后你可以用不同的名词来代表所谓的属天的国度
，maybe glory，
也许荣耀
，maybe eternity，
也许永恒
，whatsoever。You are pursuing something beyond you for eternity。
然后我们在追求一个超乎我们自己之上的一种永恒的东西。
The Bible called the kingdom of heaven。
这个圣经把它叫做属天的国度。
But there's a problem。
但这有个问题。
Because of sin。
因为罪的缘故
，Because of sin, we are not able really get enter into the kingdom of heaven.
因为罪的缘故，我们没有办法进到这个属天的国度。
And because of sin, then we got trouble.
哦，是因为罪，所以我们就有些问题。
Because the sin separate us from the kingdom of heaven.
因为罪就让我们把与这个属天的国度隔绝了。
That state is called death.
这就叫做所谓的死。
Separate from God.
也就是与神相隔离，就叫做死。
And if you want to have a little bit more understanding, people start to call that hell.
如果有的人如果就把这个所谓的与神隔离的这种状况，这个叫做所谓的地狱。
How we can get into kingdom of heaven?
那我们怎么样能够进到属天的国度呢
？The only qualification is you need to have God's righteousness.
唯一的能够的标准就是你要有属神的 一种义。
Many, many people thought that if I do not sin, if I do not sin, then I'll be able to go into the kingdom of heaven.
So, 很多人有一个错误的观念，认为说我如果不犯罪，我就可以进到属天的国度。
The answer is no.
哦，这个回答是。不是的。
If I do not sin, you just allow you to live in this world.
如果你不犯罪，只是让你在这地上活着而已。
But if you want to go to the kingdom of heaven, you need to have the righteousness of God.
如果你要到天上的国度，你必须要有神的义。
Because if without God's righteousness, you will suffocate in the kingdom of heaven.
因为你如果没有这个神的义，你即使到了属天的天国，你还是会窒息而死的。
You cannot live.
活不下呢。
You cannot live there.
呀，你根本不能够生存在那样一个国度里的。
So, there is the gap between this, the sin, and the God's righteousness that require the cross.
所以当你在这个有这样一个大的深渊的时候，你就必须要有神的这个十字架。
Many, many religions try to tell us that we can cross this line.
很多的宗教告诉我们说，哦，你就可以做什么什么什么，能够跨过这个深渊这条线。
So many people try their best. Sometimes they cross this line and move a little bit upward.
他们就很努力，有时候能够稍微进步一点，然后稍微想往前往上一点。
But later they will drop up again.
然后过了不久就又回到原地，又会掉下来。
So all the human try this very direction, try to move upward and then come back, and upward and come back. This is our routine circulation around this area.
所以我们人类常常就在这样一个循环里面，凭自己努力。然后向上一点，然后又掉下来，向上一点又掉下来。
They thought they can build a ladder so they can climb all the way from this all the way to God's righteousness.
所以他们认为就是可以这样搭一个天梯啊，可以上去。
In many, many religions, you can ask their senior follower, you can ask one question, very simple one. Yes or no, have you ever really reached God's righteousness?
所以你不管什么样的宗教，你就可以问一下他们资深的信徒，你是不是已经达到神的义呢
？I never met one dare to say yes. I already get to that point.
我从来没有遇到一个人敢这样回答说：“是的，我已经达到了神的义，神的标准。”
That's why God knows we are not capable to move from this line to this line, so He provides a ladder.That letter is called the cross.
所以因为神知道我们永神是永远人是永远达不到的，所以他就给我们的供应给我们一个桥梁，那个桥梁就是那个梯子，那个就梯子就是十字架。
And from sin to God's righteousness, this humongous gap, no one can really reach there. That we call we need grace, God's grace.
所以你们看到这样的一个障碍，一个深渊障碍，是没有人除了神的恩典以外，没有人能够给他跨越的。
And that grace requires Jesus' crucifixion.
那这样的恩典就是要需要耶稣能够替我们受死在十字架上。
And because his crucifixion, Jesus need to bear the death separate from his Father and be buried.
就是因为这样的一个十字架，所以他必须要与父神有隔离、分离。
But even that, we still cannot meet God's righteousness.
即使如此，我们还是不能够满足神的义。
That requires Jesus' resurrection.
所以除了耶稣的死之外，还必须要与耶稣的复活。
That is why Jesus dared to proclaim that no one go to the Father except through me.
也就是为什么耶稣他敢宣告，向世人宣告，世人除了有我之外，没有人能够见到父。
Because all the religion founder, they are dead and buried and dead.
所有的宗教领袖、创始者、教主，因为他们都已经死了，而且是已经埋葬在那里。
Only Jesus, he can be raised from the dead.
只有耶稣基督是从死里复活。
That shows us that because of his resurrection, then we will be able to reach God's righteousness because he reached this God's righteousness and he is God's righteousness.
因为因此我们能够达到神的义，达到神的标准，因为耶稣基督他已经做到了。
So because we baptize into his death, burial, and resurrection.
因为我们这个敬礼就是随与耶稣一同进入他的死，也同样的也与耶稣一同的复活。
And we were united with his death, burial, and resurrection.
同样的，我们与他的死与他的复活一同联合。
So whatever happened to Jesus, then happened to us.
所以发生在耶稣身上的，也同样发生在我们身上。
So through the resurrection, a new life come into our life.
所以当我们受浸以后受死里复活以后一个新的生命我们有个新的生命
Don't take mistake that something should not happen, it happened.
请各位不要犯这样一个错误哈就认为应该发生的事情 I say that again. 应该不发生的事情居然发生了
Okay.
Is that right?
I tried to draw a picture here, actually.It's a cross, but my computer skill is not that good. Okay, this is a cross horizontal, and this is a vertical. Okay.
各位，我想也可以看得出来哈，其实那是一个十字架，对不对？一个横线，一个纵线哈，其实那是一个十字架。
Let's face the reality as a Christian.
我们基督徒面对一个事实。
After we receive Christ in our heart and through the baptism, the next day, do we sin again?
好，一个很好的问题。当我们受浸成为基督徒以后，第二天我们是不是还会犯罪？
And most probably will answer yes, right?
大部分人都会说一是。
Is there anyone say no?
有没有人说
since then?
受浸以后第二天就不犯罪的？有没有人？
Could you raise your hand and come here? I'll let you preach.
你可以上来替我讲道。
What happened?
这是怎么回事呢？
Because of this one.
那是因为这个。
Old self.
因为你的老我。
Because old self still there, right?
因为老我还在那里。
That's the troublemaker.
啊，这就是最大的麻烦了。
And where should old self go?
那这个大麻烦的老我应该去哪里呢？
Where he should be stay?
应该待在哪儿呢？
Could you answer me?
各位要不要回答啊？
We just read the Bible. Where should he go?
我们刚刚念过的啊，那个老我应该在哪里？
He should be stay on the cross, right?
应该是被在钉在十字架上的。
We need to utilize our faith.And cast our old self. Once the old self want to activate it in us, we can cast the old self. Say, "Go in Jesus' name. You go to the cross."
所以我们应该是要有这个信心哈，就是说我们知道这个事实的话，我们就应该当这个老我想要冒出头的时候，我们就可以斥责他说：“去，你应该到十字架上去。”
Just like he cast out the demon.
就好像赶鬼一样，去，你去给我钉在十字架上去。
This is through the faith.
这是要凭信心的。
Not because you got the power.
并不是因为你觉得哦，你很有能力的。
Because Jesus.
你能力是从耶稣来的。
That's the faith we need.
这就是我们需要有的信心。
Okay, let me explain a little bit more detail about this old self.
我再跟各位再讲一些关于老我这件事。
You have seen the parentheses called bad and good.
我们都听过是好的父母跟坏的父母。
No, old self.
哦，
好的老我，
好的
旧人。OK，
耳朵有问题。
The bad old self and good old self.
喂，你笑得那么灿烂干什么 ？OK， 就是好的老我跟坏的老我。
Once you sincerely accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord，
当你接受耶稣基督做你的救主的时候。
It's not that difficult to take care of the bad old self.
要对付这个坏的老我，并不是一件很困难的事。
Maybe you use foul words all the time.
I'm sorry.
你用那个脏话常常在讲脏。
哦，也许你以前常常讲口出一些脏话哈，不好的字眼。
Those came out, maybe we say, coming out from bad old self.
这很可能从你的老我里面出来的东西哈。
You may hear somebody's testimony say they were a thief. They steal things all the time.
那有些人在作孽说，我从前是一个贼，常常偷东西。
And right after that baptism, I gave up what all those bad stuff.
然后当我信主了以后，受浸了以后，我就不再去偷了，改了。
And everybody said praise the Lord.
大家就说哈利路亚，感谢主。
That bad old self.It's much, much easier to take care of, to be taken care of.
这样的所谓的老我，其实要对付起来并不是很困难。
But the real problem in the church is the good old self.
但是困难的是怎么对付那个所谓好的老我在教会。
Before you accept Jesus, have you ever tried to do something good? Have you?
在这个信主以前，你是不是也想就做些好事呢？
You try, right?
Yeah, 一定试过的，对不对？
And sometimes you even receive a compliment from others, right?
甚至有人还赞美你呢，说你哦，真是好人。
Do you know the church problem is mostly is because of good old self?
教会里的问题很多是因为有所谓的好的老我的原因。
Because I thought, now I am a Christian, so I need to behave so people may respect me.
我们现在想说，哦，我现在成基督徒了，对不对？所以我一定要做好，做一个好的榜样，然后别人就会尊敬我。
So many Christians after they
their baptism, they start to act differently. They let the good old self show whatever to the people.
然后很多人就说，我现在是基督徒了，我就要起码我要外表看起来像一个基督徒的样子。
And they expect a miracle happen to them just one day. They became a holy angel.
所以有人认为我今天受洗的，然后我第二天就应该变成一个很圣洁的像天使一样的人物。
So they act very, very seriously from their good old self.
所以他们这个所谓的好的老我就很努力的想要做出一个这样一个像样的这个样子出来。
They bring their talent into the church.
把所有的他们所谓的才干才华都拿到教会里来。
They try to show many things, said, "Hey, I can do. I want to contribute."
然后他说，你看，我知道很多很多事情，我想要帮助这个教会，所以我们来做这个，做这个，做这个。
They learn from other area that this can be done in the church.
然后他们在外面或者职场什么地方学到很多的好的东西，他们认为哦，同样拿到教会来做，一定会很好。
I got MBA skill, I can manage the whole church.
啊，我有这个商学博士的这个职位哈，这个学位什么等等，我一定可以同样的把它拿到教会来做。
This is not the salvation.
这个不是救恩。
Because your old self doesn't matter good or bad.Should be under the water.
不管你是好的老我也或者是不好的老我，都应该是埋在水底下的。
You need to really focus on the new person.
你的重心应该是摆在那个新的人。
That new person being ignored in the church.
很多教会里看到一个现象，就是这个新的人被忽略了。
This is a brand new person.
这是一个全新的人。
Nothing to do anything with you in the past.
与你过去的你毫不相干。
This new person is Jesus.
这个新的人是耶稣基督。
This new person is Jesus through the Holy Spirit dwell inside you.
这个新的人是靠着耶稣基督，靠着他的灵，耶稣基督住在你里面的那个人。
This new person with Christ's mind, heart, and will.
这个新的人有基督的思想、情感以及意志。
It's not yours.
这些不是从你那边来的。
It's not your precious old self.
不是从你那个宝贵的老我里面出来的。
How you can receive Jesus' mind?
你怎么样能够接受到耶稣的思想呢？耶稣的心肠呢
？How about his heart, his feelings, his emotion?
他的情感，他的意志呢
？And his will, his desire.
他的意志，他的意欲。
If I heard the people said in the past, Bible was so boring to me, my mind cannot accept that the Bible said.
有人告诉我说，过去我认为圣经是一个很枯燥无味的东西。
Now I sense the Bible is so interesting, and if I don't read it in a regular basis, I feel extremely uncomfortable.
哦，现在不一样了，我觉得圣经非常的有意思。然后我一天不能够经常性的读的话，我就觉得若有所思，觉得很不舒服。
Then I may say, yes, the new persons live in this person.
然后我可以跟你说，不错，的确这个新人在有在你里面。
About his feelings.
然后他的情感呢
？Maybe in the past, so much love to gossip.
哦，也许你以前是一个很八卦的人，很喜欢讲闲话的人。
You just enjoy gossiping.
你就是这个八卦起来的时候是你最快乐的时候。
Always phone call somebody and gossip never end.
所以当有人打电话给来，你们两个就在电话里面东家长西家长的，都是一些八卦的事情。
But after baptism, you start to sense something different.
然后当你受浸以后，你觉得不太一样了。
Maybe you still gossip as a habit.
如果你还有那个喜欢这个讲闲话的这个习惯
，then your feelings start to change. After gossip, you don't feel exciting at all.
所以当你这个闲话讲完了以后。你觉得好像也没那么兴奋，没那么高兴哎。
You start to discuss yourself.
你慢慢就开始发掘你自己。
And then you start to apart from that habit.
哦，你慢慢会从那个坏的习惯慢慢慢慢远离。
About the will.
我们现在讲到意志。
Maybe in the past you played the video game all the time.
也许过去你每天就花了很多时间在打这个电脑的。
You're sucked into that video game.
然后一天就是在那个电脑上面打这个游戏。
You don't have any will power to reject the video game.
你一点这个意志力都拒绝他的意志力一点都没有。
But now you can reject it.
那现在你可以抗拒了。
You may play 1 hour, then you say, "That's it." Then you stop it.
你也许还是玩，但是玩了一个小时之后，你就觉得哦，可以了，够了，不要再玩了。
Where that will come from?
这个意志是从哪里来的
？Let me tell you, from Jesus.
我告诉各位，就是从耶稣基督来的。
How you let this new person grow?
这个新的人要怎么能够长大呢
？How can become mature?
成熟
，become strong，
强壮。
That new person is a very living being。
这个新的人是一个活生生的人。
This new person just enjoy Jesus' word。
这个新的人就是非常喜欢神的食物，神的话。
He tried to follow Jesus' request。
他想要跟随耶稣。
But how can grow? The very first step is the food。
但是要成长，第一步就是要食物。
That person need food just like our body.
我们就像我们身体需要食物一样，这个新的人也需要食物。
And that food is the Bible.
那这个食物就是圣经。
So if you want to make sure that you got that new person inside, and that new person is alive, and that new person is growing, the very simple index is, do you really enjoy Bible?
如果当你这个新人在里面，你想让这个新人能够成长、能够长大、能够茁壮的时候，你第一个要做的事情就是要让他有食物，让他能够活、能够成长。
If you don't act, you are a Christian.
如果你没有的话，请你不要装出一副好像你是基督徒的样子。
You are not.
你不是基督徒。
Don't act.
不要。做出一副基督徒的样子。
That's silly.
因为这是一个很好笑的事。
Then you need to pray to God.
那你就必须要向神祷告。
That's you. The new person need air. You need to pray to him.
因为就像我们需要空气一样，你必须要向神祷告，这就是你的空气。
And that new person also need exercise.
那这个新的人也需要运动。
That is in the ministry.
这个运动就是要侍奉。
And all of these we need to under Holy Spirit guiding.
所有的这一切，食物、空气、运动、圣经、祷告、侍奉，都要需要在圣灵的引导之下做。
Then you can be a real Christian.
那你就是一个真的基督徒。
If we are not grow into this level, we don't try to act.
如果我没有到那个程度，请各位不要装着你好像已经到了那个程度。
There is no instant work for that.
因为没有一个所谓的立地就那个成圣的这样的一个事情。
But you have a beginning.
但是你现在有个开始了。
Through the baptism, this is the first step.
浸礼就是你的第一步。
You are willing to accept Jesus' lordship.
你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的生命的主。
Actually, a baptism is just.Like a funeral.
其实敬礼就有点像丧礼一样。
That old person died.
旧的老我死了。
And that old person buried.
旧的老我被埋葬了。
But baptism is also like a wedding.
但是敬礼又像一个婚礼。
You united with Jesus' resurrection.
你跟耶稣在复活里面又联合在一起。
We pray that each one of us here try to focus on your new person.
我释放希望，祷告中希望大家都能够愿意成为那个新的人。
You need to pay attention to that new person need.
你要对这个新的人要有呵护有加，要注意到他的需要。
Whatever he desires, you try to follow.
这个新的人想要什么，你就要去跟从他的需要。
It can be seems very silly, but it's okay.
也许各位会觉得，哎，这好像还有点很好笑哈。但是没问题的。
And that's a way.
这就是这个方法。
Maybe today's baptism, everybody thought that we're going to have a very high spirit celebration.
因为今天敬礼，也许各位以为我们今天待会一个好像很高兴啊，很高潮的一种庆祝式的一种。
But I don't want you to miss the truth.
但是我不要让各位失去了知道这个真理的机会。
If you don't really enjoy Jesus' word, the Bible, pray to Him.
如果你对读经没有什么兴趣的话，我请各位向他祷告。
He will grant you the ability to enjoy His word.
他会给你力量，让你对他的话语有兴趣。
Because the very new person in you is hunger for His word, but you don't want to give the new person His word. That's gonna be cause a big trouble.
因为这个新的人，他是对神的话语是十分的饥渴，而又你又不能满足他的饥渴的话。问题就可想而知。
Let's go to prayer.
我们祷告。